اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة اون لاين راديو empowering the ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 4th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 9th of November 2023. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Dawat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Zahid, Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what's the current updates in Gaza?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Okay, today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Akhir and 1445, and here the headline is Israel Hamas War Day 34 from the Haaretz. Israeli soldier killed in Gaza. It's obviously not one, it's many, but they're always hiding. Report: U.S. attacks Iranian targets in Syria. Then they got the rain of bombs is inhumane. Belgium deputy PM wants sanctions against Israel for Gaza bombing, you see. So now remember that the Western powers also are saying there must be sanctions and they must be called out, meaning they must be called out for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, and so forth. Northern Israel municipality leader slams government's financial support plan. Chairman of Higher Arab Monitoring Committee, Mohammed Barak, that detained for questioning after trying to organize a protest in Nazareth condemning the war. Israeli ministers say Netanyahu will have to call an election at the end of the war, retract statement. So remember that is why Netanyahu wants this war to go on. Wants this war, let's call it a war, they calling it, we don't believe it's a war. But anyway, this conflict, once it ends, that's the end of Netanyahu. That he will have to go to court and jail. So that's why he wants to prolong it and so forth. As Israeli troops push into Gaza City, the international clock is ticking. And then thereafter they got here, it's scary, even in London, 6 Israelis who fled the country on their new lives. So remember that is there. So Israel's tie-breaking move in Gaza, driving its residents south. So now they tell them, go this side, and all that. Just to frustrate them, that's the aim, you must remember this. And so you must remember, let's take some international stories and everything. You see, I sent to you all this morning 2-3 things very, very interesting. And remember that. So I sent to you all 2-3 things very interesting. Number one is this. We must understand how Israel operates. So they have 3 sets of laws. You must remember, one set of law is for those people who are the Jews. So for them, okay, everything is fine. They will say democracy and what have you and so forth and so on. So that is for the Jutlas there, whether they were born there or whether they came from outside and so forth and so on. So all that we must remember. And the other thing is that you must remember that those people were Arabs, but they're Israeli citizens. So he said there are more than 30 apartheid laws. He didn't use the word apartheid, he used the word discriminatory laws. So that same thing the Jew can do or can't do, but remember the Arab Israeli, if they can do it, he can't do it. So like that, meaning there are 2 separate laws. So discriminatory laws. So that's exactly what apartheid is all about. Then the third one is the one what he said is very interesting. For the Palestinians in Gaza, the Palestinians in Dafatul Gharbiya, in the West Bank and so forth, there's no real laws. That the army is in charge. They want to detain you, they detain you, no questions. They want to torture you, they torture you. They want to arrest you, they arrest you. They can do what they want to, and all in the name of security. You must remember that. So now when they speak of 240 or whatever the number is, 200 hostages and so forth, so all those Palestinians who are there without a crime and their detention without trial, so they are hostages, they are captives what they are. But the world, you see, they always favor the white man, the white hegemony. You must remember that. So this is always, especially after World War I, World War II, and United Nations. It's simple. In United Nations, see, who's got veto? America, whiteies. Britain, whiteies. France, whiteies. And then you got Russia, whiteies. And then China came in. So China also, we can't say that they're African or they're Muslim, obviously non-Muslim, and we can't say they're Arab and so forth and so on. So if you just take the Arab population, you take the African population, you take the Indian population and all that, so that is more than majority of the world. You must remember these type of things, yeah? So, but they got no vote, so veto, you see. So it's a white club, like, you know, and the Chinese just sneaked in because they're nuclear and they got a big population and so forth. That's what India is fighting about, that we also got a population, we also got the nuclear and so forth. But their nuclear came late, you see, they and Pakistan same time, basically. So that is how they maintain this white hegemony and so forth. So that is very, very interesting and so forth to know. Another thing we must know is this, that they all talking about post-Hamas. You understand? What will happen? So Hamas is not going to die or something. So if the whole world can turn against Hamas, so they will just change the name. It will be same thing. So you must remember this type of thing. So you must remember, you think the children and the adults going to forget this? How they can forget it? So what you did to them, what you did to their houses, what you did to their parents, what you did, there no water, no food, no medication, no electricity, no gas. And this, if I'm in a situation, I know what I will do. So you must remember this type of thing. And any jutla I see is a legitimate target as far as I'm concerned. So remember, instead of solving the problem, that they are just increasing the problem. And I sent out something this morning, you know, that I don't know if you all read it, but it's a wonderful piece of work. You know, one of the top lawyers of South Africa, I consider him to be one of the biggest lawyers in South Africa and so forth. I won't take his name, but he sent it to me and he said that read this, like, you know. So it's very, very interesting read. And there it goes that what is Hamas' plan, actually? You must remember, in all this, I mean, what is their plan? They must have a plan, like, you know. So what do they want to do, like, in all these things here? So you must remember, so here's it, yeah, I read it for you a little bit. Hamas plan to defeat Israel by Ahmed Mansour. Did you read this article? Yeah. So you see, that is very good. That what is the plan number one? So you must remember that, is that we must attack them and humiliate them properly, you see, then they will come. So this whole thing now is revenge. You must remember that. So, you know, if you're in a boxing match, so round one, 100% to Hamas. So round two, you must remember to draw them in and so forth and so on. And they defeated them. So you must remember, the only way Israel can defeat Hamas is from an aerial bombardment. And the third one is that you must have belief in Almighty Allah, and Allah will give. And the jutlas can't keep on fighting. They know once they lose men, they lose tanks and all these type of things. So remember that they is, so an occupier is always defeated. Even if he has disposal every little weapon, such as Israel and those who support it. And then the next one is to show that, remember, we want peace. But the Zionists are the people who always want problems and all these type of things. So this is 8 decades they are there now. So 75 years, going for 75 and a half years. So all these, they thought it out properly. And now the world opinion has turned against Jews and Israel, you see. So that's a very big thing, you must remember, because they got everything in the other. Now see here, I read other thing. Journalist Max Blumenthal asks, U.S. State Department, why Anthony Blinken and Joe Biden have accused nations of genocide that they have killed far less than Israel has killed in Gaza in 1 month? You see? So these are very, and it's our dear people asking these questions, you know. Now see, you must understand these two things. That you got this SNS, you must call them SNS. Who? Sunak. Sunak hates Muslims, hates Islam, and you must remember 100% with Israel. He and his wife cutting deals with Israel and all that. We all know that, right? And then there's Sula, his minister of interior. She's married to a Jew. You must remember that. So what happens? That the British Special SAOS forces in Gaza, the ICC must investigate British politician for Gaza war crimes by Matt Kenneth and Mark Curtis. You see, Curtis. So now, these people who are belonging to the Labour Party or the Conservative Party, but remember that they're all voting that year, that this Gaza must be bomb finished and clear, and they're all murtad straight away. You must remember that. They can have Muslim name, they can have what and what. Straight away, they're not Muslims. Their allegiance is not to Islam. Their allegiance is to their party. We must understand this. Therefore, today's politics cannot work. If you are the ANC member, you are a this party member, the chief whip will tell you how you must vote. It's not freedom of vote. It's not freedom of conscience and all these type of things. They'll expel you from the party and so forth. Same thing in America. You see, they censored this one, that Rashida Tlaib and so forth. And one more time, if she does and misbehaves, whatever they call, they can expel her, you see. So all of them, this whole democracy is a big shame. And it's not, they know masses are asses. So they play on the emotions and all these type of things, you see. So we must, under these kind of stories, we must expose them, name them, and shame them. So Britain is in, America is in, so now, but Palestinians, nobody must help them. You see the double standards and hypocrisy, and so forth and so on there. Then Abu Ubaidah, that is now their spokesman, that the Palestinian resistance has fully or partially destroyed 136 Israeli Mercury vehicles in the last 10 days. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So that is, you must remember this. And then I sent out something here. What the Jutlas believe in and so forth. If you look at their Torah or look at their Talmud and look at their books, I just read one too. The Jews are human beings, but the nations of the world are not human beings but beasts, you see. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. You see that? So meaning these Arabs and Muslims, everybody will become their slaves. If a goy means me and you, goyim, right? If a goy kills a goy or a Jew, he is responsible. But if a Jew kills a goy, non-Jew, he is not responsible. You see that? So this is what exactly the Hitler's thing and exactly what Modi and them say. So you must remember that you become the superior race and everybody else is under you, is secondary, third class, fourth class. So Modi and them say the same thing. So Hindutva means that this is for Hindus. You can't be staying here. For you, you go Pakistan or you go Kabristan. So same thing here they are saying. And that is what they say here. That they will use them as slaves and these type of things. And all that talk, you must remember, therefore I wrote them. These are Jutla, the Haramis, the scum of the earth. Majority of the Arab leaders are licking them. And you know, licking them where? Indeed, they are murtads and traitors to Islam and Muslims and so forth. So all this goes on, we must remember that. So the point I'm making here is this. Same thing in America. So both parties, 100%, you must remember, in the favor of Israel and so forth. Now why? So they want to clean Gaza up because it's millions and billions and trillions worth of gas, or you must remember, oil and so forth. Now how can they leave it in the hands of Palestinians and worse, in the hand of Hamas and so forth? So that is where the whole thing is all to do. Always remember these two sentences. It will help you in life. Wherever there's oil, then there's always turmoil. Wherever there's oil, then always there is turmoil. Remember that. They murdered over a million people in Iraq for oil, for what else? All weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein dictator, all that was all just a fabrication. And remember, they deal with the worst dictator. Saudi Arabia is not dictator. So United Arab Emirates is not dictator. So all dictators, so you must remember that. And you must remember that, and they murdered 500,000 children without consequences, and they went away with impunity. They dispatched to hell, obviously. So then you must remember, and wherever there is gas, wherever there is gas, then you always end up in a mess. So you must remember, wherever there is gas, then you always end up in a mess. So these two things you must remember. And these people, they're the Jutlas, the Americans, the Haramis, and all of them, their desire for oil and gas and money is insatiable. You know, they'll never be satisfied. They want more and more and more. Simple, they say Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. But how many people you killed in the West Bank? How many people you arrested? There's no Hamas there. So you must remember this. So they want to wipe them out, ethnic cleansing and so forth and so on. But the world is turning against them and the world opinion. And inshallah, that way the Jutlas go, already it's happening. Whether it's true or not true, but they say, you know, there's a big population of Jutlas. I've been to Brazil 5-6 times, you know. They say in Brazil, Hezbollah, now those Lebanese guys, they were crazy also, that they wanted to attack a big population of Jutlas there in Brazil, you know, and this type of things there, but Mossad got in and so forth and intervened. And whether it's true or not true, Allah alone knows, but this their media also reported it, you know, and this type of things there. So what I'm saying is, for a Jutla now, anywhere in the world to just travel and this, they know they will be mocked, they will be jeered, and there'll be targets also. You can't blame a Palestinian or anybody else for putting a bullet through them. So you killed so many people, my sons, my daughters, my brothers, my sisters, I must just look and smile. It can't happen like that. So you must remember this. So there will be consequences, even unintended consequences, whether you like it or you dislike it.
Mufti Saab, how have areas who have been previously bombed so intensely, like Gaza or worse, recover after such ethnic cleansing?
So you must remember this. I always say, for the Palestinians to stay there and remain there is only three reasons. Number one, you must remember, is what? Is their iman, is their faith, and their yaqeen in Almighty Allah. People like me and you, we can't even stay one day, one week also. We all run away. You must remember that. Now, what makes them stay? That's the question. You see, when you study the ahadith, so therefore, when people say we want to go to Gaza, we want to go to Aqsa, we want to go to Dhafatul Gharbiya, West Bank, and we'll adopt the children and thus and all that, I say, no, the hasha wa kalla, no, we don't want that. So you must remember that they are the murabiteen. They know what is the value of ribat. They are the people, the afdalun nas, the best of people. La yadurruhum man khadalahum. That people who cause them harm and all them, they cannot harm them. Because Allah's help is with them. Go open Musnad Ahmad and then you'll see the riwayat. So where are they, Ya Rasulullah? They are there by Aqsa and surrounding and so forth. So that is what motivates them, inspires them. The only place on the face of this earth where all Anbiya assembled at one time. So it never happened anyway. Never happened in Makkah, Medina, nowhere else in the world. Is Mahbatul Anbiya, the place Mahbatul Wahi, Ijtimaul Anbiya, where the Anbiya gathered and Wahi came, Anbiya were born there, Anbiya passed away there, all these things there. And it got nothing to do with Jutlas. Let us be honest about this. Jutlas are squatters, invaders, haramis, and war criminals. End of the story. You must remember that. So therefore, each one is a legitimate target. As Gideon Levy said it, we all are settlers. So they all are settlers there. So you must remember that day. Yes, that's a different issue. That some of them are sympathetic for the Palestinians, and they all will say that those who are sympathetic, what is happening now is not right, and they expose what Israel is doing. So that's a different issue. But as far as being settlers, they all are settlers. So therefore, those settlers who want to cause more harm, 100% they're legitimate targets and so forth and so on. And you must remember the third reason is this, that Allah's, you know, in Urdu there's a beautiful sentence, Allah ki bed, Allah ta'ala hi jante hai. the secrets of Almighty Allah. All He knows, me and you with our puny little brains, what we can understand. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And what you dislike, you must remember, so maybe in the long term it will be better for you. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you love things, وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ, but it's worse for you. See now, I just show you which people don't know. 90% Muslims don't know. So you must remember, Saudi Arabia and this BB and them were on the verge of normalizing the deal. So now, if you normalize ties before this conflict and all that, beginning October. So, if you have Saudi Arabia, you have United Arab Emirates, then you have Bahrain, and then you have Jordan, then you have Egypt, and then you got Morocco, and all these type of things. So, you have the cream of the Arab countries already on your side. So the chances of any, you understand, Palestinian state is 5%, 10%, and almost like zero. So when they thought this thing out, we must do something that blows the whole Palestine, the whole Saudi, and they call it Tatubi, Ta, To, Toi, Ba, Ya, Ain. You must remember that word. Tatbi'ul Alaqat, Tatbi'u Bain al-Dawlatain. So normalizing of ties between two countries, you see. So this Tatbi, that they said, we don't want to allow Saudi. Saudi, not because Ali Saud, they haramis, murtads, everybody knows that, who got Iman. Because the Haramain Sharifain is there, and every Muslim will be sympathetic because the Haramain Sharifain is there. So if any country attacks the Haramain Sharifain, all the Muslims will stand up. You see that? So therefore, you must, now this guy, MBS, you know, as we send that message out, you can't have your cake and eat it. You remember the other day we sent out the message, you can't have your cake and eat it. So you must remember, so this guy wants his cake and eat it as well. This is harami, murtad, enemy of Islam and Muslims, MBS. So what kha'inul wa khadimul haramain sharifain is kha'inul haramain sharifain and khadimu America and khadimu Israel. Is that what he is? So anyway, so now when it's Ramadan, he wants 5 million when it's Hajj, he wants 5 million people there. You see, that's their plan, takhtit. 4 to 5 million people. The record stands at over 3 million, 3.5, 4 million. 1992, after they had no quota, no nothing. We came into Arafat 3 o'clock, up past 3 and all that, you must remember. It was midsummer, hot, hot, hot. So anyway, you must remember, so that is 3.5, 4 million is the record. They want to go to 5 million and all. So not for deen. For money making. It's not yu'minuna bil ghaib. It's all yu'minuna bil jayb business. So we must be clear about these issues as well. Then they want, during the course of the year, 30, 35 million people must come and perform umrah. You know, before that, you must remember, they would not allow people to come for Hajj after 15 Shawwal, for Umrah rather, for after 10 Shawwal, 15 Shawwal, then finish. They'll tell you Hajj season. Now you go end of Shawwal. So my sister and them went now. So in Shawwal and all that, end of Shawwal. So when Zulqa'dah starts, then maybe they'll say, yeah, now it's the... So he wants that Umrah must go on and on, so that more money can come in. You see that? So this adds another dimension, you understood? Whether our agents are happy or unhappy, got nothing to do with us. So you must remember, even today, is a student of mine. He said that he's running classes, you understand? Hajj classes, Umrah classes. He says so many Hanafi ladies also attend, and Hanafi men and what have you and other. So he says that they know for the Shafi'is that he didn't say it properly, so I rectified him and so. So the way he said it, like the Shafi'i woman can go for Hajj or Umrah and all that without a mahram and without a husband. And I said, that's wrong. If it's Umrah, then this all four schools, Ijma, Ittifaq, no one can go, irrespective of age and all that. The Saudis can say it's permissible, but Saudis' kalam is not Sharia. They are murtads, they are kuffar, and they're out of the fold of Islam. So we must know that very, very clearly. And if their sheikhs pass the verdict, still is rejected, because they're all frightened for him. He'll put you in jail and so forth. So we must, so therefore, that kalam got no value. That speech, that fatwa got no value. So for Umrah, we must remember, you must go with your husband or you must go with your mahram. And regarding Farz Hajj, regarding first Hajj. So remember that you must go with your mahram or your husband according to Hanafis and Hanbalis. At Shafi'is and Malikis say, if you can't get the mahram, then you go for first Hajj. Ma'a jama'atin nisa'i thiqat. With a group of ladies that are reliable and so forth. And so. Only for first Hajj. So it shows for Nafil Hajj, they're not permissible. And for Umrah, is not permissible. You see that? So it's only one. Again, Imam Shafi'i's law will come in and usul, ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhul ba'ath. That any general law you have, you will find sometime exception, exclusion, exemption. So this is the exemption. You see that first Hajj and this type of thing. He and Malikis, they say that. So now the question arises. If somebody asks you, Hazrat Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatuhum, Atalallahu Lihyatahu, does this and all. We want to go for Umrah, December, January, whenever, and this before Ramadan. What will you say? So this is what you must say. You must say, we want to discourage it. You understand? We want to say it's absolutely haram or something. You say absolutely haram, then it means if they make Umrah, the Umrah will not be valid. You understand? So we will say we discourage it. And we say it's better you don't go. Especially for people who went there already before. You understand? Yeah, if you're going first time, then you can still say. But remember that. Similarly, people going every year, Nafil Hajj, this Hajj. We must discourage that. You understand? But people going for first Hajj, they must go. You understand? You can't say you must boycott totally. That is wrong also. You must not make ghulu. You understand? Quran says, لا تغلو في دينكم. And إياكم والغلو فإن الغلو أهلك من كان قبلكم. So there's ghulu to go to such extreme that will destroy you and destroy the religion also. So we must say we discourage it and we don't want you must go. You understood? So, but if you're going first time, okay, you go see what it is, but then you don't go in future. Yes, first Hajj you go, but Nafil Hajj you don't go. So why are we saying this? Because now liyamizallahu al-khabitha min al-tayyib took place. And that is, we know who are the pure and the good guys and who are the khabith and the impure, immoral people. The children and people in Gaza are getting massacred, butchered, and brutally butchered and so forth. And you got musical shows and all that. One is Iman, and one is your ghairat, your self-respect and this type of thing. You don't have Iman, and you bear Iman and bear ghairat. You get it? So therefore, we must, this is how we must. So they say, okay, we got this money, what must we do? Tell him, go to Aqsa. So you can go to Aqsa, you must remember. With that same money, you can take million rand a person or whatever, and then zakat, dillah, sadaqah, whatever, go help the poor people. You'll get much more sawab and so forth and so. Yes, at the border, they will ask you a few questions and all that, as long as you keep your passport, which is no problem, inshallah. So you must remember, so that we must give them alternative. And we don't only say for Saudi, we say that, I mentioned it twice, thrice already on air, that those people who have got millions and billions in Dubai and all that, why must you keep your money there? So you must remember that. This morning's news after Fajr, it's a comical situation, you know. It's really comical, actually. It's like a circus. So you must remember that our Minister of Justice says he has been in communication with the UAE, you understand, regarding the extradition of the Gupta brothers. And they say they're not sure whether the Gupta brothers are there or not there. Now, then he even said, this minister, what's his name again? Majola, whatever his name is, you understand? Sometimes I get mixed up with all his characters. So you must remember that he said he went there in April. Now we are in November, April, so 6 months ago, or so, whatever it is. So he says he went there and so forth. So imagine these guys are making you fools and idiots. And then look at the other side of it. When he comes to South Africa, so in PE, the plane had to land, his plane, MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq. So that plane was too big. So they came and before the plane landed, a few months or year, whatever. So they extended it, they paid for it, made their own strip, all this type of thing of landing and all. So you turn backwards for them. And that's how they treat you. And then he brings these 30 prostitutes and all these type of things. Yeah. So, I mean, you see, That is why you must stand your ground. You know that these guys are there. And therefore, yesterday in the news I gave, that dirty money will no more be going to Switzerland. So now, then I said, they call it Kala Pesa in Urdu. So I asked the question, so where will the Kala Pesa go? So the dirty money will go now towards Dubai. So he said, Jiske paas bhi Kala Pesa ho, waha le ao. So whoever got dirty money, uplang money, does that bring it there? So that's how it goes. So you can't be doing pala pala business. So you must remember that you will get caught in problems. The president can do it. He got away. You can't do it. Me and you can't do that. We're not businessmen, first of all. We're simple Simons. So the point, yeah. So see, even there, because we're telling you now, and don't say we didn't warn you. I warn people, you must remember that time, 12, 15 years ago, don't invest in Dubai. And I don't know if you remember, people were going and parking their cars at the airport, and they were fleeing and leaving the country. Yes. Millions, billions, trillions dollars lost. One family, I don't want to mention, they came here by me. And they said, we alone lost more than $5-7 million, million US dollars. You understand? One family. Stood and so forth and so on. So you must understand these things here, that they inviting the wrath and the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. And when that punishment hits, then they will know what. So why should you invest? So where must they invest? Invest in Qatar, invest in Kuwait. You know, today you don't have to be there. So you can just do EFT, you can do transfer. Today the whole world is a global village and so forth. So, you know. So that's what we suggest to people. So even Umrah, we must not encourage it, we must discourage it. Nafil Hajj also, we must discourage it, and so forth and so on. So that is what we must do.
Inshallah, we'll meet you after the break. Assalamu alaikum.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al Fiqh wal Madhaib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence According to the Four Schools of Thought. Mufti Zab, for tomorrow's Jummah Bayan, what should the Imams be addressing?
Obviously, that, I mean, I'm so disappointed till now when we go to various masajid. Some masajid, they don't have kunut at all. Some they have kunut, but they don't use the word Yahud. I still can't understand what this MBZ, MBS here also. So there we understand in Haramain Sharifain. Tomorrow is a chamcha, that Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juhani. You mark my words, he must take, you understand, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain and take his name. Then Waliyu Ahdihi Al-Amin and take his name and all that. I call him the biggest chamcha, you understand, the biggest sidekick, you know. And his khutbah is how 10 minutes like that. Half of it is speaking about the king and about the crown prince and thus and all that. So I always joke, I think that after every khutbah when he's done, then I think he gets an increase in his wages or something, you know. And he's standing there in Makkah, right in the haram, in front of the Kaaba and lying, you know. You wonder about these people. وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُزِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. I mean, the Arabs and the Imams, they know all these verses, but you know. So you can't be praising so much and lying in the process, you must remember. Al-Hukumatu Rashida. That's the word they use. You must remember that. So they can't say Rashida because Khulafai Rashidin. They say Hukumatu Rashida. Is this Hukumatu Rashida? So you must remember these type of things there. So you must make, you understand, you see the problem is what? The problem is what? Is this. Our ulama, I don't say all, but I'll say many, they don't want to do research. They don't want to prepare a talk. Is there something they just prepare? They heard my bayan or this Maulana's bayan or that Mufti's bayan. They just go repeat the same thing. That your Jummah bayan must be well structured. You understand? I'm giving a bayan tonight in Rustenburg. So when I start the bayan, we'll say the jutlas in the noble Quran. What does the Quran say about them? You know that time I showed you what to do. Then second one, Mahiya Sahyuniya. What is really Zionism? What are their aims and objectives? Then third one, who is Hamas? And what does Hamas really want? You don't understand. Then fourth one, what is Gaza? You don't understand. And why is Gaza and Dhafatul Gharbiya and all that so important for us? Then the importance of Masjidul Aqsa and all that. It's a talk you can deliver over 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, because you have maximum half an hour. No Masjid will give you more. You don't understand? Unless it's public holiday is different. So that 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. So we must prepare, and that is how. Then it must be well structured though. So then Darul Newcastle has to tell the students that sometimes you'll go and give lectures, you're just dribbling away. You don't understand? Dribbling means you go this way, that way, this way. You yourself, you're confused. You don't know what you're speaking end of the time. So it must be well structured, and you must give a message to the people. So they must know what our responsibilities are. If you ask the ordinary Muslim today, this whole conflict there in Palestine and occupied Palestine, Jutla. I always say this, that if you have a Jutla and a Muslim, 80%, 70% of Jutla will win. Because they're well prepared, they make academic research and all that. Ours is mostly just emotions and this type of things and all this kind of thing. When we were in CII, obviously you don't know about all that. So I won't take the name, but one of our guys said, no, that we must ask them, speak to them. So they got through to the embassy. So get for us somebody, we want to interview him, this and all that. That guy made, we were listening, so that guy made 8-10 points like that, our guy finished. You must remember this type of things. Yeah? You want to understand? So if you want to speak of United Nations, then you must know which words resolutions and that are passed. If you say 62 resolutions were passed against Israel and they did not heed to any one of them and so forth and so on. So you must remember this. So that is, one is a statement, but which resolutions? At least the main ones you must know. You see that? So what is the Oslo Accord? What is this? What is that? So we use it, but we don't know what are the details and so forth and so on. Our guys don't even know who's the founder of Hamas. If you ask them when he passed away, when Hamas started, so you see, so you have to be well prepared and so forth and so on. Today, the one lady said, you understand, that tell me what the Holy Bible says, you understand, about something she asked, but she said Holy Bible. So simple a question, her name was Daisy. So I asked her sister Daisy that I don't want you to go in a daze. So I want you to understand which Bible are we really talking about. Are we talking about the King James Bible? Are we talking about the New International Version? Are we talking about the latest one that is Bible friendly? You understood? Like, very easy English to understand and so forth and so on. So then she got confused herself, you see. I said, that's the problem. And now you want to discuss, come I tell you, that Christmas is not mentioned anywhere. Now December is coming, 25th December, it's nowhere mentioned. So it's a fabrication and you all cooked it up. You take your peoples, you must remember Easter, also another cook-up story. You must remember that. Because the Bible in Matthew says 3 days, 3 nights. So how, you must remember, Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights. So Jesus must be in the belly of the earth for 3 days, 3 nights. But when you count, they say he was crucified on Friday. So we reject it, obviously. Wama qatalu wama salabu. So Friday night he was there in the tomb. Then also next to Aqsa behind it, Kanisatul Qiyama. Saturday he was in the tomb, according to them. Tomb means the grave. And then Saturday night he was there. So it's 2 nights and 1 day. Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene comes, the tomb is vacant and empty. So who's lying now? Is the Bible lying? Or your priest are lying? Or what's happening? You see? So simple things like that. So she says that. So I told, her question was, what does the Holy Bible say about Prophet Muhammad? So I said, what the Quran says, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ. I say the Bible speaks about it. But you see, when your people came, and then this John, Mark, Matthew, all that Luke and all of them, nobody knows their surname, none of them met Jesus, and then what they wrote, what they taught is right. So therefore they contradict one another, and the original Bible, which was the facts to a great extent, that they expunged it and removed it. That is the Gospel of Barnabas and so forth and so on. So there you will find. Then I told her, go read the book of Didat, Sheikh Ahmad Didat, Muhammad in the Bible and all. She even admitted what I'm telling you, what I told her. She said, now that makes a lot of sense to me. You understood? So that is what we have to do. That when we want to challenge them, so we must have our own facts and their facts all properly. So that is when you give a Jummah talk. So I already gave you 5 topics. Understand? What the Quran says about the Jutlas, Yahud. What the Sunnah says, you can add it. What the Yumazah, what is Sahyuniyah? What is Zionism and all these things? So the founding father of, I just give you one point. The founding father who was the first prime minister of Israel, David Ben Gurion, he said, obviously we are the invaders. And if somebody invade my land, I will never forgive them. I will always fight them. So for us, we must expect it that they are always going to fight us. But the, what will happen, this was his big mistake. The old will die and the young will forget. That's his statement. I got it there, black and white on top. You must remember that. So you see, so we must bring all these statements of theirs and so forth. That the old will die and the young will forget. And then we can just live in peace. You understood? So the point there is, like this guy, then Minister Ali Yahu, whatever the hell his name is, Anahullah also. He said, we must just use the nuclear bomb. So you know that now what happens, you just confirm you got how many nuclear bombs. You see? So you must remember that. So therefore, they all started jumping, hey, what you said, and this, and all these type of things. So as far as the Arab regimes go, they wait and see what America says, then like parrots, they say the same thing. Understood? So you must remember this guy. That's why I say the Khadim of Israel and America and so forth. So then you must pick Hamas. There are books written on Hamas, and that I got also. So you must remember all this type of... If you ask people, Muslim today, and ulama, majority of mine, many of them, if you don't say majority, what is the meaning of Hamas? It's an acronym, Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyya, the Islamic Resistance Movement. How many know that? I mean, let us be honest. So you see, so we have to prepare it in this type of things. And then what is Gaza, the virtues of Gaza, Al-Imam Shafi, and all this kind of... So many issues you can tackle it. Then the history of it, then the virtues of it. And when was it conquered? What happened that time? Judea Church, remember the holiest church in Christendom, Kanisatul Qiyamah, the holy Safalka, and so forth. So you must remember all this here we will say that it was what? So from that time, 1187 Salahuddin's time till now, 2023, the Muslims go and open your church. We open your church, we close your church, you can agree on that, because among yourself you will fight. But we end up being called the terrorists. We are being called the people who don't want peace and so forth. You see? So that is how you have to stimulate their minds. You must remember this kind of thing. So with Allah's help, that is what we try and do in the morning. That Hindu guy today asked, he said, what's wrong with Diwali? I said, for you is nothing wrong. You must celebrate it. It's your religion. We will never ever stop you from practicing your religion. Quran teaches us that. La ikraha fid din is your choice. But if you're asking me, what is the problem with it? So I just told him, think of it this way, that you're going to bust up crackers Sunday, the Sunday is Diwali. We must know all these kind of things. So you must remember that. So I said, you're going to bust up crackers, all that. Look at it from a financial point of view. 100,000 rand, 1 million rand, 5 million rand, 5 million US dollars if you take India and all the countries and all. You'll go to 100 million. You must remember that. Because you know how expensive these fireworks are nowadays, and so forth. So was it well spent, or was it actually not well spent? It's like what Quran says, "Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayatin." You're just squandering. I said, then look at the environment. I say people got pets and dogs and all that. You must see what happens to them. They get such a fright, bang, 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 the dogs also start running away. So that they think the Qiyamah came maybe, you know, and this type of things. So I said, that is my input to you. And you ask me for Muslim, we got the golden rule in the Quran. Surah 5 verse 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. It's not only for Diwali. Whether it's Diwali, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year, whether it's anything. Sayyidina Umar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. Sayyidina Umar's fatwa is clear cut on this and mention in Bayhaqi, Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi eedihim. See the words. Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals. You see, during their celebrations. But you'll get sheikhs, you'll get some maulanas, you'll get, they say, no, this maulana say, this mufti sab say, you can make all happy Christmas, happy new year, you can even make baswan cracket also maybe, you know. All this. You see, today we sent it out, that one, the halal sanama. You understood? So, I told you before, Mufti Taqi sab is a very, very great alim, remember, there's no doubt about that. But there's two things. He opened the doors for such fitna. Allah alone knows. Wait till end. When you start saying that this from the photo comes from the phone and all that, and I asked them, you must remember that, they said, yeah, is it tasweer ka itlaq is par nahi nahi. This Mufti Rafi Sahab also told me. Then I asked him if a person makes a film of Sayyidina Umar, and he said, no. I said, lekin abhi, you said like that, you see. They get tangled up themselves, you see. So you must remember, so you open the doors for TV and film and cinema, and what did for 12 years? And with Sharia, banking, compliant, and all that, they became millionaires, all of them. So you must remember, they're not in rands, in rupees, in dollars, they became millionaires. So you must remember this, you open the back door for interest. So you must understand. And I mean, these are serious, serious issues. You can say it's the heart, but when you know afterwards your own teachers told you you're doing wrong, Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan and his teachers, he did Tirmidhi and many kitabs by Hazrat Maulana. Hazrat Mona told him, and he told me also, told me to write a fatwa against him, all that. So you must remember these type of things, but still they don't change. So it's a serious thing, you know. And then once you come near the government, then it's always disaster. You must remember that. So anyway, our message to the whole Ummah is, today is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read 2 rakat salat extra. Read Surah Kaf, read Surah Dukhan. And inshallah, those of you who want to become Hafiz, you started your Hifz, then read 4 rakat salat. If you know these surahs by heart, Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, in the 21st Juz, 21st Para, in that sequence, and then Surah Mulk and so forth. And if you don't know it, look inside and then read 2 rakat salat. And inshallah, make dua, Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. And then cry to Allah. Oh yeah, one point I want to say, that the Palestinians, whether it's Hamas, whether it's who, so remember that they're fulfilling a farz-e-kifaya. What's the farz-e-kifaya? They're guarding Masjidul Aqsa, which this hopeless ummah, useless ummah is not doing. You understand? So that is a great, great, you must remember. So whatever reward Allah will give them is beyond our perception, imagination. So you must, because they lost their children, they lost their families, everything. You understand? In protecting and honoring Masjidul Aqsa, you must remember this type of things. So therefore, the virtues are very, very great. So wonderful programs. Make dua for us and the Ummah and for Gaza and the Palestinians and all people in the world who are oppressed. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We now head on for the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.